You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. We were listening to the first section, the preludium from the Partita No. 1 in B-flat major of Bach, performed by Ilya Yakushev. It's my pleasure to welcome Ilya Yakushev into our studios today. He'll be the soloist with the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra this weekend in a pair of concerts. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
You grew up in St. Petersburg, and I was reading that you came to a decision a little bit late for concert artist, 15 or so, that you got really serious and decided this was what you wanted to do.
Well, the way it works in Russia is that by the age of 15, you have to, if you want to continue studying music, you have to go to a college at the age of 15 already. And I studied at a special music school in St. Petersburg since I was 7 up to the age of 14, 15. And by the time I was 2 years away from that age when I had to go to a college, I pretty much decided that I'm going to be dedicating my life to the piano and to classical music. And so at the age of 15, I started my studies at the St. Petersburg Rimsky-Korsakov College of Music.
And tell us a little bit of who was your inspirational teacher there.
I had a wonderful teacher. He was a pretty unknown one because he was less of a performer than a scholar. And that gave me a great baggage of knowledge of how the pieces should be played and what's behind the structure of the piece, what's behind the piece, basically, and how to interpret those pieces. But he was less of a performer, as I said before. That's why when I graduated from Rimsky-Korsakov College, I decided that I need to go elsewhere and study with a teacher who has a great performance career, either going or who was in the past a performer, an active performer. And then I came to New York City in 2000 and started my studies with Dr. Arkady Aronov. That was my first teacher at Manus. And then 3 years later, when I graduated from bachelor's degree, I entered the master's program and became a student of Vladimir Feltzman.
Yeah, at the Manus School of Music in New York.
That's correct.
Vladimir Feltzman. And I know he was, I'm sure, very inspirational as well.
He is still incredibly inspirational. I do play for him. Still, even though I'm out of school almost 6 years already, and I still go to his place and play for him all the time.
Well, that's one of the special things about music study, is that teachers remain teachers for one's whole life.
This process never ends.
That's correct. Let's talk a little bit about the music you'll be playing this weekend. You seem to have I'm sure not just with Prokofiev, but somewhat of an affinity with the music of Prokofiev. You have a solo CD with his piano sonatas, and you'll be playing his first concerto, which is a short one. And that's why you've paired it with another concerto, which already is unusual. Two concertos in one concert, Mendelssohn and Prokofiev. But let's talk about your relationship with the music of Prokofiev, a 20th century, of course, composer of Russia, and one with such, in my view, if you don't mind me mixing metaphors, incredible palette of colors and emotions, acerbic and witty and sad and lyrical and angry, everything.
Right. Prokofiev was an incredible man, incredible composer, incredible musician. And when I was little, I was afraid of music by Prokofiev because it seemed to be too difficult for me to play. And I started playing Prokofiev a lot when I moved to the States after 2000, basically. And then the first piece I learned, I believe, was his 7th Sonata, which I have recorded on that CD that you just mentioned. Then I moved on to the 3rd Piano Concerto, and then I won Manus College Concerto Competition with the 3rd Concerto by Prokofiev and played at the Dali Hall. That was part of the prize, was to play the concerto that you won the competition with at the Dali Hall at the Lincoln Center, which was a big deal for me back then, of course.
Of course.
It was 2004. I can't believe it's almost 9 years ago already. Ever since then, I was kind of known to be a Prokofiev pianist. They put a label on me. And in 2007, Michael Tilson Thomas invited me to do two piano concertos by Prokofiev in his Prokofiev Festival in San Francisco in the summer of 2007. I play every concerto by him, and I love doing it every time. And this weekend, I get to play his youngest concerto, which is number one that he wrote for his graduation from St. Petersburg Conservatory.
Yeah, I was reading about this. I mean, he was a pretty gutsy guy. He's going to graduate, and he tells them, I want to play my own concerto, thinking, you know, maybe that way they can't tell whether he's playing it well or not. And he wrote it, and he won the prize with it, I think.
That's correct. Prokofiev studied in two departments, composition and piano performance. And he wrote that concerto, I believe, for his graduation in both degrees, I believe. It was, of course, a success because the piece is very unusual. Imagine 1912.
Mm-hmm.
For a young guy who is 20 years old to come out to the stage and play that kind of a piece. Yeah. I mean, you know how the piece goes, and I hope we have a lot of people coming this weekend so they can hear the piece. It's a very youthful and just a very upbeat piece that he probably loved playing a lot. Now, if you compare the first and second concertos, there's a huge, tremendous difference between those two pieces. The number two has a tragic story behind it. Prokofiev's best friend shot himself, and Prokofiev writes that second concerto shortly after that happens. Mm. And it's a very dark piece, at least in the first movement. And that first movement is one of the most known first movements because of its cadenza, just like Rachmaninoff thirds. Cadenza in the first movement, it's exactly the same situation in Prokofiev's second. It's dramatic, it's fortissimo for the whole time, it's incredibly painful, and painful for the pianist as well, because it's just so difficult. And what a difference between two concertos that were written basically, I think, 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've paired it in this series of concerts with the Mendelssohn First Piano Concerto. I read that elsewhere you've played it with Gershwin. Other than the fact that they're both short, is there any other reason why you would put these two together?
Well, you know, Maestro, yesterday when we had a luncheon with the board members and the orchestra lovers, and we had a great time talking about the music, and he mentioned that it was my manager who told him that I would like to do two concertos. But I actually found out about doing two concertos from my manager after the contract was sealed, basically. And my manager knows that I love doing multiple concerti programs. He actually signed me after I did a three concerto program at Manus College. Next year I did four concertos in the same concert. That was my graduation year from Manus. I was done with the school. I took every possible degree there, so I couldn't stay any longer, which I would love to do. It seems like when Maestro called him to find out whether my manager has any available pianists for these certain dates, my manager said, oh, he would like to do two concertos, which I always like to do. And Prokofiev 1 and Mendelssohn 1 seem to be a nice match. They really are a nice match. Because Mendelssohn's first piano concerto is also very youthful and beautiful piece. Very, I think, optimistic. And he wrote it for himself to play on tours, the concerts. He was a virtuoso pianist, as well as Prokofiev. They both were 20 years old, I believe, when they wrote those pieces. And those two pieces just make a nice, very nice pair. And yesterday when we had our first rehearsal, it sounded just right, I think.
How do you decide? In any given year, usually a musician will have a certain amount of repertoire that they're presenting that year, both for recitals and in concerts. So how many, first of all, if you're doing multiple concerto concerts, how many concertos, for instance, this season, are you playing? And how do you decide what next year I'm going to do? Beethoven or something different?
I was never one of those pianists who said, I'm going to do an X amount of concertos this year. If the conductor calls my manager and says, I need that concerto, I'm going to prepare that concerto. I just played with the Rochester Philharmonic, and I played a very unusual piece on that program, which is a second piano concerto by Franz Xaver Mozart, which is Mozart's younger son. Hmm. I had to learn that piece for that concert. And I found out about this in the beginning of January, so I had 2 weeks to do that.
Wow.
And next week I'm flying out to Russia to play with St. Petersburg Philharmonic, and I'm doing Chopin's first piano concerto. And then I come back to New York, and I do a recital tour around the Midwest states, and then I do Rachmaninoff Third in the summer, and mm-hmm. then I do something else after that, and Prokofiev Third in September, I already know that, then Tchaikovsky Two in November, Prokofiev Four in November as well, and Gershwin's Concerto in F next January, a year from now. So I was never one of those guys who would say, you know, this is five concertos I'm ready to offer this year, and that's where it ends. I'm not one of those guys.
And I was looking at your upcoming schedule, this recital tour that you're doing in the Midwest. That is really about 15 or so recitals in the month of March, so every other day pretty much now. And when you're going in that grueling pace where one day travel, one day perform, next day travel, perform, are you, I would assume some of those recitals are more or less the same program.
No, those recitals are always the same program.
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
If you're on a tour like that, it should be the same thing. The most difficult part about those tours is that I actually drive from place to place, and those cities are not reachable by plane,
mm-hmm.
and so I would waste a lot more time by taking a plane than renting another car and going to that next city. I just drive from place to place. Last tour I did was 2 years ago, and I covered 17 cities, and that was 6,300 miles around the country in 4 weeks.
Wow. Now it's different than an instrumentalist who's got their instrument in the car. You go to each of these cities, it's a new piano. So, you know, what does that mean when you're on that kind of a tour in terms of finding the time to practice on the piano that you'll then perform on that night or the next night?
The most difficult thing about it is to call the person that is running the stage at that certain location where I'm supposed to play next and make sure that they have time for me to come in and rehearse on the piano. But after that, it's easy. You come in as part of the job. You deal with the piano that you're given. As one of the great pianists of all times said, there are no bad pianos. There are bad pianists. And I agree with that, unfortunately.
All right. So it's the musician, not the instrument. But there still are some pretty big differences between pianos.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. And believe me, I've seen it all, especially in the Midwest where you're playing sometimes in the smaller towns where they don't have enough funds to keep the instrument in nice shape. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you come in and it's just a very poor old piano that was beat up to death, and then you have to come out and do something on it so that people like it.
Yeah.
And I always look at this in one way. Those people, they hired me to come and play. And those people that come to the concert, they are interested in hearing me play. So it doesn't matter what kind of instrument is in front of me. I have to do the job. People have to get what they came for. And I love sharing what I do with people that come to my concerts. So the piano is just a provider of my thoughts and emotions, of course. And it's all about how I approach that piano. And that is the way that I see it.
You've had some wonderful reviews, and I read the whole New York Times review, which there's one line that's been quoted on a lot of the publicity: Mr. Yakushev can do just about anything he wants. And I have to tell you that when I first listened to your Bach, I immediately started it over because I thought your left hand was a cello continuo. There was such a sound of a continuo in the bass that sounded like a string instrument, which was quite extraordinary. And I just wondered, how do you achieve that? How did you get that sound? It was just it's wonderful.
Well, I think that New York Times was absolutely right, because besides playing piano, I can also cook. I do my own laundry. I clean my apartment, so I can do just about anything. That's for sure. But I just got lucky with that review, I should say, probably. And they threw that line in there that everybody could use, and now everybody is using it. That's the way it happens in the music business. But when we're talking about Bach in particular, it's a style that you have to understand, of course. And once you're hearing the orchestration in this music, it's going to come out just right. And I never really think about, okay, now I have to point out this, now I have to point out this line. It's supposed to be instinctive thing. It's not supposed to be a mechanical way of approaching the piano. When you think about every note and say, oh, I should play this softer, and now I have to accelerando, play it, start playing faster, or slowing down, or something like that. That's why when you come to my concerts, most likely two performances that we're going to have on Saturday and Sunday, they're not going to be the same. Because it's all about that moment when you're on a stage. In this particular recording, I'm recording on a older Steinway, and that recording was made and produced in St. Petersburg, in my hometown in Russia. And that instrument has a tremendous bass, and my sound engineer there is a great, fantastic professional. And we played around with the sound, and that's what I wanted to hear, and he gave me the results.
Well, it's very, very effective and very beautiful.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Ilya Yakushev. He's going to be performing with the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra tonight in an open rehearsal, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall, and on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. That's an hour earlier than usual. Lonnie Klein will be conducting the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.